Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He gets the ball straight ahead. And
oh, man.
No signal yet. Touchdown.
Oh, man.
That's what a ball game's for.
Absolutely.
Wow. Good night for Gophers fans. It isn't every day somebody who weighs 400 pounds scores a touchdown, but it happened last night. Mike Max joins us to break down the Gophers' bowl game win. Hey, Maxie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you watch the game? I hope you watched the game.
Oh, yeah, into the wee hours tonight. Yeah, absolutely, last night, you bet. Didn't get over to about 12:30 probably, but it was not a great football game. It was just okay. The Gophers played okay. West Virginia, as anticipated, was really mediocre. I mean, they just really are. And the credit to the Gophers. The Gophers are a good football team, and a mediocre football team's not going to beat them. And so, the Gophers didn't play as well as they would have liked on offense for sure. But it didn't matter. Falele scored the touchdown. They sat on the ball at the end of the game, scored another touchdown. West Virginia just kind of stumbles all over itself, and they don't have a running game, and their passing game is suspect. And the Gophers made them pay for that defensively. They bring a lot of different looks. They had the quarterback shaking all night, so it was kind of a workmanlike 18-6 win. But there wasn't a lot of pizzazz or razzle dazzle. Sometimes in bowl games, you see, aside from Falele, you see some things you haven't seen before. Didn't really see that. It was just kind of a game that you watched, and you never thought West Virginia could get in it because it was clear after the first quarter that the Gophers were the much better team. That they missed a field goal and fumbled in the red zone, or it would have been a real blowout.
Yeah, absolutely. Maxie, curious. I just saw the Colts have placed quarterback Carson Wentz, who is unvaccinated, on the COVID-19 reserve. He'll likely be out for 10 days. Again, we're seeing more and more impacts on the NFL. Of course, the Vikes going to Lambeau on Sunday. It's going to be a brisk day in Lambeau, single digits with a wind chill probably 10 to 20 below at game time. But any update in terms of how the Vikes are handling COVID right now?
I mean, the update is the NFL Players Association cut a deal last night with the NFL, and it's going to be a 5-day quarantine if you're asymptomatic or don't have signs. So Wentz could end up playing on Sunday. Their research has told them that 5 days, if you're not showing signs or symptoms, is a better barometer of not being contagious anymore. So that deal got cut last night. And that will change a lot. Now, the Vikings signed Kyle Sloter yesterday, a quarterback that was with them a few years ago. He played for the Denver Broncos. They made a trade for him. And he was a backup, and it was with Vegas this year in their practice squad for a little bit. So I don't know if that has anything to do with Sean Mannion, who missed last game. Sean is fully vaccinated and had COVID. He was on the COVID list, so he wasn't on the roster last week, and they did not have they had Kellen Mond to back up Kirk Cousins. And Kellen has never taken an NFL snap. He was drafted this last year, so he was just a rookie. So obviously they're trying to tighten that up a little bit to have somebody at least that has some a little bit of NFL experience by bringing Sloter in. Today is Wednesday, so that's kind of the day they come back to work and you find out more, not just the testing, but Tuesday is their day off. Today's when they come back and reconvene and practice again. That's where you kind of find out more about the state of the team.
Okay. Winter Classic on Saturday at Target Field. It's going to be a cold one. I think a high of about -2 when they hit the ice. It'll be about -4 with a wind chill of about 15, 20 below. So classic Minnesota weather. I want to ask you about the Wolves last night. They were on CCO, of course, as they always are, playing the Knicks. They hung tough in the second half, but ultimately fell to New York. Any observations on your part?
Well, yeah, I mean, Anthony Edwards was in street clothes, so that he's a step closer. He worked out before the game. They kept coming back last night. They got behind early. It looked like it was going to be a blowout. Taj Gibson is still alive and playing well for the Knicks. He was with Tom Thibodeau in Chicago, then came here with Thibodeau to Minnesota, and now is playing with the Knicks. It was kind of interesting to see that he's still playing the game. And the Knicks did enough things well, and the Wolves would make these runs. They get back in the game, and they took the lead for a second. Then in the second half, they get within 3 points or 5 points, but they could never close the gap. They just didn't have quite enough oomph. R.J. Barrett made a couple of big plays for the Knicks. So it was kind of what you expect. You know, they're not going to win them all. Knicks aren't a great team. But it's been fun to watch these guys that you've never seen play before play. Now, the difference was last night versus the night before, the Knicks had a scouting report, right? They look at the video, and all of a sudden they go, well, here's what Greg Monroe does. He goes left every time he gets the ball. Okay, I can handle that. Here's what Jalen Noel is trying to do. So that's immediate. That impact is felt right away just based on one NBA scouting report. But I think it was really good to see these guys play, and you see that there's some guys that could be in the rotation for the Wolves going forward if they need them.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not an epidemiologist, and I don't play one on TV or the radio, but there's been a lot of pushback on the CDC cutting the time for isolation from 10 days down to 5 days. A lot of people say, well, that's more a function of business wanting to stay in business, and I get that. But, I mean, we'll see how that plays out. We're sort of, I mean, as we've been for 2 years, we're in uncharted territory, right?
Yeah, and there's an asterisk with that. It's that you have to be asymptomatic without symptoms. It's not an automatic that you just, for the NFL, I mean, that you just get to go to isolation and or quarantine for 5 days and then you're fine. You have to be tested again. You have to show that there's no signs. And so it's not just as clear as, you know, sit for 5 days and everything's okay.
Okay, good point. Mike Max, we'll catch you next hour. Thank you.
You bet.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.